It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story comes to us from John Maroney, who lives just outside Grand Rapids in Michigan. Anyway, back in November of 2015, the snows came early to the east side of Lake Michigan. And one afternoon, John decided to take the kids sledding.
Sledding is something fun. You can grab a few sleds and go find a hill and spend hours.
And as John watched his kids slide down the hill, he thought, hey, I want to get in on the action because sledding is awesome. But John is also a fully grown, middle-aged man. And as he sat on that sled, waiting to glide down the hill, he realized that sleds don't always agree with grown-ups.
Many pounds and years later on our bodies, sledding isn't quite as exciting as it used to be, you know, when you're 8, 10, 12 years old.
Which to John didn't seem fair or right. Sledding should be fun for everyone. And besides, this seemed like a problem waiting to be solved, which worked out great because John happens to be a professor of product design. So that afternoon, he decided to take out his notepad and take some notes.
We noticed that a lot of kids like to run and jump onto their sleds, trying to get a little bit more speed. And a lot of them would do it running and then kneeling on their sled as they go down and hitting jumps and things like that. Well, that was terribly uncomfortable for us as adults. That kind of got the wheels turning a little bit.
The wheels started turning, and John got in touch with a group of friends who also loved to solve design problems. He shared his notes with the team, and he asked, hey, could we figure out a way to make sledding more comfortable and more fun, not just for kids, but for grown-ups too?
One of the team members said to us, hey, I think we could really make this a little bit more exciting if we created two independent sleds and strapped them to our legs.
Two sleds strapped to your legs. Kind of like the pads a hockey goalie might wear, but instead of pads, they'd be sleds. So John and his buddies decided to pursue this idea. They pulled together about $20,000 each and got to work.
The first prototype was actually kind of like a foam-filled sled that was cut in half and duct taped to somebody's legs just to see if it were possible to have two independent legs with something underneath them track and stay straight down a hill.
It was possible, but not that simple. So for the next model, John made a hard plastic shell to fit over the lower legs.
Screwed some straps to it and then cut up some yoga mats and stuck those on the inside just to get a little bit of cushion. Yeah, you laugh, but when you're my age, that matters.
This version did move better on the snow, but now John needed to make the sleds more comfortable without losing that agility.
The foam was kind of the key ingredient to all of this. There's an impact energy absorbing foam that goes into it that sort of raises your feet up in the back and really makes it possible to go down the hill and pick up some speed without totally dragging your feet the whole way.
At this point, John needed feedback on his design, so he got his friends, his kids, and his neighbors' kids to try them out.
You know, we heard really straightforward things like, I really like how I can run and slide on them. It helps me go faster. I like how I can walk up the hill and not have to carry my sled up.
By the next winter, 2016, the team was ready to sell their product. They used some of their money for advertising, and they ended up selling 800 units. It was time to celebrate, but...
About 2 days after that big shipment, we hit this local ski hill. All the founders put on a pair, jumped, went down the hill, and half of them broke on the very first run. Thank God for the beer, because that probably made it a little bit more tolerable when we discovered what the problem was, but... Man, it sure didn't feel good at all.
The problem was the straps. They weren't properly attached. So the team grabbed the beer and left the hill and spent an entire night troubleshooting. And after a few days, they sent customers a follow-up shipment. It had better fasteners and instructions on how to attach them. And they also started gearing up for the next winter. They tweaked the sled design and they added a smaller size for little kids. So when the 2017 season rolled around,
we sold 8,000 units. We actually sold out.
John Maroney and his team are the founders of Sled Legs. Next year, they're planning to sell Sled Legs in stores. If you want to find out more about John or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, buildhowibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.